USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is confident Democrats will win two key governor's races. Speaking in Scotland, Biden predicting wins will happen in New Jersey and Virginia. In Virginia, the governor's race has become an indicator for next year's midterm elections. There are concerns the current supply chain backlog is having an impact on prices for goods, particularly food for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Butterball President and CEO Jay Jandrain, speaking on Fox Business, says companies like his have no control over the prices set for turkeys.
It is reasonable to expect that there will be some increase in costs this year. You're still looking at a pretty tremendous value, though, when you're looking at your whole bird purchase for Thanksgiving, so it's still a very economical protein for you to buy.
USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. With guidelines and regulations changing by the week, one thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention's independent vaccine advisors unanimously endorsed the Pfizer vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11, clearing the last major regulatory hurdle to immunizing children against the virus. The panel voting 14 to 0 on Tuesday. A civil rights icon is resting in a Washington, D.C. area hospital.
80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. The civil rights leader, who has Parkinson's disease, has already been hospitalized twice this year. He checked into a Chicago hospital for a breakthrough COVID-19 infection in August and required weeks of physical therapy as COVID affected his Parkinson's and his ability to walk and talk. He also underwent gallbladder surgery earlier this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
As many businesses across the United States mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for their employees, will COVID booster shots be soon required as well for some workers? The answer is yes, at least at a hospital in Newark, New Jersey. University Hospital in Newark is believed to be the first in the state that's implementing a COVID-19 vaccine booster mandate for employees who got the single-dose J&J vaccine. Dr. Hooman Norchasm is a virologist. He joins Fox News and says this hospital is going about this the wrong way.
Really, what we're doing here is we're doing something completely unscientific and irrational in a setting where we have a very good test to assess whether or not these people are actually immune already. The fact that it's coming from a hospital system is actually quite shocking to me, because these folks actually know. You can actually take these 270 people who have been vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson, assess their antibodies, and if they're low or nil, those are the folks who need to get boosted. Everybody else should not get mandated. I mean, this is really, another draconian one-size-fits-all type mandate.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will put another voting rights bill before the Senate on Wednesday. It's named for the late congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. Schumer opening the Senate on Tuesday, accusing Republicans of leading a coordinated assault on the right to vote and how elections are decided. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.